Proverbs chapter number 15. I'm going to read verse number 8. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Father, we thank you this morning for the word of God. Thank you for this day, this time. And we just ask you to help us, Father, for just a few minutes this morning to look to your word and receive the strength, the help that we need, Father, to be able to say the things that are needful in this hour. And we just pray you'd help us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As you read and study the word of God, I often find just, as it were, just kind of tucked away in there, you find just little things that just jump out at you, just maybe little nuggets of things that you've read many different times. But on certain occasions, it just hits you, just strikes you as something that you never really thought about before. And that's what this verse, it's a simple verse. I mean, it's not complicated. It's not hard, but it says, and what I want to really look at this morning is this thought, is that God delights in our prayers. God delights in our prayers. Now, the verse begins in verse number 8 and says, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. And this is a fundamental principle that the wicked, they do not do right. They don't live right, they don't act right, and it is impossible for the wicked to do so. If we look down in verse number 26 of this same chapter, it says, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. But then it speaks about the words of the pure are pleasant words. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. And so it is that the sacrifices which they bring are the same. The reason they are an abomination is that they are wrong. Listen, there's something we don't like to hear. Wrong. You're wrong. Amen. Well, who says they're wrong? God does. See, it's whether or not God approves and what God says. They're wrong on the inside. They're wrong on the outside. They're wrong. Whatever they do as it relates to worship, they are wrong. And the problem is they've not learned to come humbly before God. They've not recognized their condition before God. And so they just come. They come to Him, but they don't come to Him on God's terms, they come to God on their terms. And see, we look back to the very beginning and we find that that's what Cain did when he brought his sacrifices, the very first sacrifices that we see in Scripture, as Cain and Abel brought their sacrifice. And the Bible said that God didn't have respect unto that offering, to Cain's sacrifice. Because Cain thought that I can just do it my way. You see, the Bible tells us there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end of those ways are death. And so Cain thought that it seems all right to me. I can worship God the way I feel is appropriate. But amen, but he was rejected by God. You see, a person can be religious. A person can go to church and go through certain formalities. But all of these things have no value to God except the heart of man be right. Except the heart of man be right. The heart must be changed. The heart of man must be changed. God has to do some interior decorating, amen, before he's going to begin to do some exterior decorating. Now then, man is just the opposite way around. Man will do a lot of exterior decorating and won't mess with that that's on the inside, and thinks that just because we do the exterior stuff, everything will be all right. But that's not what God says. And that's what he speaks of here, that the exterior decorating, no matter how much is done, no matter what it looks like. Amen. Jesus told the Pharisees about them. He called them whited sepulchers. Amen. That on the outside they made them look real good, but inside they were full of dead men's bone. And so it is for the wicked that will not come to God on God's terms. Amen. God desires to do, amen, some decorating on the inside. Amen. And then he can start working and cleaning up that which is on the outside. You see, this principle about God and the sacrifices of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. We find it in the book of John chapter 9 in verse number 31, the blind man. And now he was not a theologian, but he just knew some things of that day and of that time. And he said in John 9 and 31, "Now we know that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth." He didn't know everything. They were questioning, but he said, "We understand." And of course, this mighty miracle had been done unto him. And they were trying to question. They were trying to say all kinds of things about Jesus. And what he was saying was, "We know that God's not given this kind of power. God didn't work through this man if he was a sinner, if he was false. Amen. God didn't work through him if he was a sinner." Because he said, "We know that God don't hear sinners, but we know who hears." Yeah. We know, he said, "We know if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth." Well, I mean, our verse in Proverbs says, "But the prayer of the upright is his delight." Amen. And so that agrees with what the blind man said there in the book of John. And then we find in the book of Isaiah in chapter number 1, Isaiah chapter number 1, in verse number 13, "Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them." Well, God, ain't you the one that called for us to do these things? Amen, he was. But amen, but the way they were doing them, he said he couldn't bear them any longer. Why? Because they were still going through the outward motions, but amen, their heart wasn't right. Amen. Amen. They were still following. They were still bringing the sacrifice. They were still having services. They were still doing all of these things. But he said, amen, I cannot bear it because, amen, of the condition of their heart. Because the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. And so it was with them. God said, I can't bear it any longer. You keep bringing sacrifice and you act like that you love me, but your heart's not with me. Amen. You give me the sacrifice, but amen, you have not given me your heart. And we find in Scripture over and over again, the heart must be changed. The heart must be changed. So then, because of this, and because of what we see here in this verse, there is a difference. There is a difference between the prayers of the saved and the prayers of the unsaved. There is a difference. Amen. And in this verse, it says about the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. But, amen, but, and this is what I want to encourage us in this morning. We had set in the beginning of the year 2026 for a year of prayer, and God help us to be in prayer. It seems like, amen, whenever we try to do something and get something off the ground, boy, the devil fights tooth and toenail. Amen. Seems like everything in the world that can go wrong will go wrong. But amen. But what does God say? He said, amen, keep praying. Amen. The brother Wednesday night, amen, that's what encouraged me, because he said, keep sowing the seed. Amen. Keep planting. Keep working. Because, amen, God is still God. And he said, just keep on. And this verse, in the second part of this verse, it says, the prayer of the upright is his delight. The prayer of the upright is his delight. Now, that word delight, it means to affect with great pleasure, to please highly, to give or afford high satisfaction or joy. And we talk about things about, you know, we may see, maybe it's a landscape or something, and we'll talk about that it looks delightful or something, or maybe things that we see that's harmonious to us, and we talk about it's a delight to be here. You know, we enjoy it. It brings us great joy. And this is what the Word of God says about God and about our prayers. It says that the prayer of the upright is his delight. God enjoys when his children pray. When he hears them call his name in prayer. We can relate, because there's things in our lives that we can look at our own children and we can see at different times how that they have brought us delight by the things that they have done. Now then, on the other side of that coin is, we can look at our children and there's things that they have done that we hadn't been so delighted with. You know, when they were smaller, maybe even some things that we had to correct them and discipline them about, because, amen, they were wrong things. And I want you to notice what it says here in this verse. It says in this verse, the prayer of the upright is his delight. And so what we have is, we know that our children have, at different times and different places in life, have brought us much delight by their presence, by their accomplishments, the things that they did. And it brings us just joy. Amen. When we see them happy, amen, it makes us happy. But then we realize that at other times, amen, there's been those things that broke our heart. There's been those things that grieved us because of the things that our children, you know, did. And we thought, boy, they should have went a different direction. And we just, but listen, here's the thing. They were still our children. It didn't diminish our love that we had for them. Amen. We just were heartbroken by the things that they had done, or decisions maybe that they had made, direction that they had went in. And so God says here, He says that He delights in the prayer of what? Of who? The upright. Well, who's going to be upright? I mean, it's not the wicked. It's God's children. It's safe. But here's the other question then. If we're God's children, are we upright? You see, we can look and we can read Psalm 51 and we can find out God had a youngin' in David that had fell off that wagon as far as being upright. He wasn't. He was in a mess. He had to repent. He had to go to God and make things right. Amen. And I'm thankful that we can go to God and make things right when things are not right. But God delights in the prayers of the upright. Amen. And so this is a promise, a good promise for us. Because see, it declares a present fact and a fact that will be so throughout, amen, all the ages, that God delights in the prayers of the upright. But our first concern then must be this. Are we upright? Bible says of Job, in Job chapter 1 and verse 1, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright and one that feared God, and he eschewed evil. Amen. I pray this morning that we fear God and that we eschew evil. We stay away from it. Amen. We live in a world that wants to bend us this way or that way. Amen. But God, help us to stay straight with God's Word. Don't let us be crooked in our action. Don't let us yield ourselves to the evil and to the temptation that the world and the devil and this old flesh would put before us. But let us stay upright in the things that we do with a strict integrity and a truthfulness that we know would be pleasing unto God. No crooked ways, but amen, just straight paths that we can walk and that we can find and that we can pray, knowing that, amen, we have been walking in uprightness, and we pray and know that God hears and will answer our prayers. Now sometimes, I believe maybe like with David there, we talked about David, I think sometimes we just pretend. We pretend that everything's all right. I mean, David went a good while there when things were not all right, but he just kept going in that direction until the prophet came to him and said, "Thou art the man." And so sometimes we continue to pray, we continue to do those things, and we know that everything's not just like it needs to be. See, God delights in the prayer of the upright. Just like us and our children, we don't want any barriers between us and our children. We don't want things to hinder, to get in the way. And amen, God don't want things to get in the way of His children's prayers, because He delights in the prayer of the upright when they come and they pray to Him. When their heart is right, He desires to hear from each and every one of His children. You know, I believe that God has granted and gifted some folks with different gifts, and some folks, I believe God, boy, He gifted them to be able to pray. I mean, just to pray. Now, but see, here's the thing. We can all pray. We can all pray. And God delights in our prayers. If we're His children and we're upright in heart, He delights to hear from us. And I tell you what, I relate it to what I think about, because my kids have been little. Brooklyn's been little. We've got Anna's little ones now. And you can sit there sometime. And of course, Emran, she can talk now, boy. She can say lots of things. She can get her point across. But the little ones, she ain't talking yet. But she can make some noise. Get her to everything just right. Especially if her sister's making some noise, she can decide, you know, she can make some noise too. And they just jabber and make a racket. And you know what? We can't understand the thing that she says. But when she gets to talking, when she gets to jabbering, everybody just kind of has a smile on their face. Because listen, even though that the words are not audible to us and we don't know what she's saying, amen, it makes us smile. And amen, see, that's the way I believe God is with the prayers of His children. Sometimes we think, boy, all we can do is just babble around, can't make no sense. We can't pray like other folks pray and things. But amen, but God delights, amen, if our heart is upright with Him and we belong to Him, it don't matter what it sounds like to everybody else. God delights in it. It gives Him joy. It gives Him pleasure to hear, amen, His children whether their prayers are fine-tuned and refined or whether they think it's just babbling, God delights to hear His children pray. And amen, if God delights to hear His children pray, then you would think that His children would delight to pray. God help us pray. Amen. Morning, noon, and night. We need prayer. There's a lot of things in this old world that we can't fix. And amen, we need to pray. We need to go to God and let God know that, amen, we're dependent upon Him. We need to pray because, amen, it brings pleasure to God when His children pray. And we don't have to be the most eloquent. We don't have to have the greatest degree. You know, I've heard some prayers that folks have prayed, and sometimes, you know, to write them down. And I've wrote down sometimes just when I'm just sitting there at my desk and I'm thinking, you know, how do I need to pray? And I just go to writing out some things. But it's not the how we go about it, amen. It's the uprightness of our heart. Because God knows and He sees our heart. And so, since God takes delight in our prayers, amen, we should offer up our prayers unto God. We should delight in the fact that God delights in our prayers. And so we, as His children, should often make trips to the throne room of grace, for God delights to hear the prayers of the upright. We should stay and keep the line open. Amen. We sometimes, we get to thinking about God like we think about other folks. I think, you know, we think, well, you know what? Goodness, I done been up there and asked Him for help 3 times this week. I don't want to go back again. Amen. Ask Him again. Amen. Amen. He delights to hear from you. Amen. He don't get weary when His children come. And when we're in need, He delights. He takes pleasure and joy to hear from each and every one of His children. The line, the first line of the proverb teaches us the worthlessness of ritual without reality. Ritual without reality is worthless. A wicked man may bring costly offerings before the Lord, but God despises them. What God delights in is the humble prayer of the upright person. In Psalm 51 and 17, it tells us, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, Thou wilt not despise." Thou wilt not despise. The sacrifice of God, a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. And so I pray, God, help us as Your children. God, help us live out our faith in this world day by day, that we might be upright. We might be right before You, that You could delight in our prayers. And amen, and we could bring You much delight by being constant in our prayer life. As our sister comes this morning to the piano just to play for a minute of invitation, I want to read a verse to us as we close this morning in 1 Samuel chapter number 15. 1 Samuel chapter number 15. And verse number 22. "And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." You see, even in the Old Testament, He said, it's not the sacrifice, the rams. God had said, bring those sacrifices, but what He said was, He said, it's obedience. Obedience, we've heard it all. Obedience is better than sacrifice. The wicked bring the sacrifice, but they won't be obedient. God said He delights in the prayers of the upright. As you stand with us this morning, as our sister plays this morning, every head bowed, every eye closed, while we wait this morning, if there's a need, I pray you come while we wait.